Governor Rick Scott has started the process of appointing new Florida Supreme Court justices, and that's ignited a looming constitutional crisis. At the center of it is who, the outgoing or incoming governor, has the ability to make those appointments. I'm Lynn Hatter. Here's the dilemma. State Supreme Court Justices Peggy Quince, Fred Lewis, and Barbara Pariente have reached the mandatory retirement age of 70, and their terms on the court expire the same day Florida will swear in a new governor. The state's constitution does not say who, whether the outgoing or incoming governor, gets to name those new justices. This has only happened once before, and to one justice, Peggy Quince, who happens to be in the situation twice.
Buddy McKay actually may have been in office by the time this happened, but it was during the end of the Childs administration. And I think people of goodwill just sat down and figured it out.
Sandy Dallenbert is one of the leading experts on Florida constitutional law. He's a former bar president, former state representative, and president emeritus of Florida State University. The deal between a Democrat and a Republican paved the way for Quince to become the first Black woman on the Florida Supreme Court. Now she, along with Pariente, Lewis, and the rest of the court, may have to decide the matter of who gets to choose their successors.
And as you go down the track that you've started, we now get to Inauguration Day. As you've already pointed out, that's the day the judge's terms end. So that's when the vacancy occurs. As I read the Constitution, you don't have a nominating commission until you have a vacancy.
This conundrum has been a long time coming. There was an attempt to address the issue in 2014 through a constitutional amendment. It would have given that power to the sitting governor, but critics blasted it as a power grab and voters rejected it. Last year, the League of Women Voters, along with the government watchdog group Common Cause, brought the issue to the Florida Supreme Court, but the justices didn't rule. Instead, they said the issue wasn't, quote, ripe for consideration at the time. But Dallenbert says an attorney for the governor's office during oral arguments for the case made a few admissions he says point to who gets the appointments.
They seem to concede that the issue needs to be settled, which I think everybody would agree to. And number two, I think he conceded that a declaratory judgment action would be an appropriate way to settle the issue. So we have governor's counsel saying is not clear.
The matter could come down to timing. See, Governor Rick Scott believes the justices' terms end at midnight on January 8th. A new governor isn't usually sworn in until later in the day, around noon, and that gives Scott the ability to make the appointments in his remaining hours on the job. Dallenbert says there's case law that argues the justices' time expires at the end of the day, when a new governor is sitting in that office. Scott says he wants his successor to help interview finalists in the hopes of reaching a deal, just like Lawton Childs and Jeb Bush did.
So he's offering to share something that's not his, which is a rather strange position to take, but that's where he is right now, as I understand it.
Sharing could be simple if Ron DeSantis, a fellow Republican, is the winner. But if it's Democrat Andrew Gillum, well, a deal could be harder to reach. Scott recently called on the state's Judicial Nominating Commission to open up the application process, and it has 60 days to come up with a list of candidates for each of the Florida Supreme Court's looming vacancies. If the court did not consider the matter ripe before, it may well be now. The president of the League of Women Voters of Florida says her group is considering refiling its lawsuit. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.